Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day. From the Order of Preachers around the world, today from the United States, we have Father Mike Champlin. Father Mike is a member of the Thomas More Center in Webster, Wisconsin. His preaching is entitled, How is God Perfect?
The reading is from Matthew's Gospel, chapter 5. Jesus said to his disciples, You have heard that it was said, You shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, that you may be children of your heavenly Father. For he makes his sun to rise on the bad and on the good, and causes rain to fall on the just and the unjust. For if you love those who love you, what recompense will you have? Do not the tax collectors do the same? And if you greet your brothers and sisters only, what is unusual about that? Do not the pagans do the same? So be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect. The Gospel of the Lord. Well, those words can roll easily off our tongues, but not rest so easily in our gut and in our heart. I recall what the sister said in class, what Father said from the pulpit, and yes, what the Thomas taught me, a philosophical notion of what was God's perfection. No human could ever attain that. But Luke's version of the Sermon on the Plain is very specific. Jesus says, Be merciful, compassionate, as your heavenly Father is merciful, compassionate. The perfection is mercy. Mercy toward the good as well as the bad. Mercy to the unjust as well as the just. It is such a demand that we keep on failing. And the anger and contempt we feel toward someone is also anger and contempt we feel for ourselves deep down. We might think anger gives us energy, but ultimately it wears us out. Are we not tempted to retaliate, to get back at someone or some situation which we interpret as a put down, and our immediate response is, How dare you? That is exactly the moment when we need to take a deep breath and let the Spirit, the breath of spiritual life, give us peace. Go to another place. Distract yourself with a game of solitaire or a bit of goofy humor. Don't brood. We will be struggling with this issue until we enter eternal life, but we need to open our hearts now for the healing of the other and for the healing and peace of ourselves. Learn to say, I'm sorry. Learn to say, I forgive. That comes fairly close to perfection.